This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the broadcast. It is wonderful that you have made that decision to listen to this broadcast, and it is magnificent that we are now at part 16, I believe. 16 of holiness. And you need to turn to scripture now and have a quick look. Right at this moment, we're at Leviticus, the 19th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 1. Leviticus and the 19th chapter. And if you're wondering where Leviticus is, Genesis is the first book of the Bible, then comes Exodus, and then comes Leviticus. It says this: The Lord also said to Moses, "Give the following instructions to the entire community of Israel. You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you must show great respect for your father and mother, and you must always observe my Sabbath days of rest. I am the Lord your God. Do not put your trust in idols or make metal images of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God." And you know, God kept reminding them that he was the Lord their God. Moses was getting these instructions because he was bringing the law to the Israelites. And this law at that time was very, very important. Today, we do not live under law. We live under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a wonderful thing. But at that time, they lived under this law, and they had to obey. The Lord said to Moses, "Give the following instructions to the entire community of Israel." Israel was gathered there. They were all there, every single last one of them. They were all there, and they were told that they must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. God was giving Israel this instruction that they had to be holy. They had no choice in this matter. Beloved, I'm going to say this to you today. You have to be holy. And I believe there is no choice in this matter. We need to strive toward holiness. We need to be set apart for Almighty God so that we would be holy. And how can we do that? How can we be holy? Well, I believe one way of being holy, one way of being set apart for Almighty God, is to spend this time, this wonderful time with Almighty God. And I keep saying this, and I will continue saying this. This is why we created Worship Radio 247. It was created so that you could start to become holy. It was created so that you could be in the presence of Almighty God all the time. All you've got to do is turn on the radio, and we're worshiping. And we are in the throne of grace with Almighty God. You know, it goes back to some time ago when I was at Stoneleigh Bible Week. And this particular day, I didn't really fancy going to the service. My wife and kids, they'd gone already. And I was camping with my wife and children. and I didn't fancy going, so I just started walking down toward the main village where the worship was going to take place in this cowshed. 13,000 people gathered together to worship God in spirit and in truth. I was going to wander myself down there, and I can remember walking down there and kicking the can that I saw on the floor, then picking it up and putting it in the bin, and idly going down there, almost walking backwards because I did not want to worship. I quite wanted to listen to the word, I have to say, but I just didn't want to worship. I didn't feel like singing. I didn't feel like getting close to God. I was just in this sort of a mood. I just didn't want to. So I walked down there slowly, very, very slowly. And worship was due to begin at 10:15. So it was around about 10:25, I suppose, when I pitched up. And as I turned up, I noticed that there was nothing going on. It was all quiet. Nothing was happening at all. And I sort of walked down toward the cowsheds where the worship was taking place. And nothing was happening. There'd been a power cut. I know what you're thinking. Yes, there had been a power cut. And just as I got there, the power was restored. And they started to worship. The first song happened. And I walked in there as they were playing the first song. And within 30 seconds, I kid you not, within 30 seconds, I was on my knees and I was wailing and I was saying, Lord, I love you so much. I am so sorry. It was because the worship was so powerful. I was drawn into the very presence of Almighty God. And I have never, ever, ever forgotten that moment, beloved. And so therefore, when I created Worship Radio 247, what I was looking for was some incredible worship music where you could literally turn on the radio, you could put the app on, and immediately, within seconds, be drawn into the throne of grace and to be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Because, beloved, when you are worshiping, when you are really worshiping, that is when your relationship with God is galvanized and you become closer and closer and closer to Him, and all you want to do is worship Him and praise Him and adore Him. You don't want to give Him a whole shopping list of things that are going wrong in your life. You just want to say, Lord God Almighty, I love You and I adore You and I ask You to forgive me for all the wrong that I have done. That was the reason we created Worship Radio 247, for that very reason. And I am getting testimonies around the globe where people are saying it is so wonderful just to turn on the app or turn on the website where the radio is playing. You can do it either way, either in the website, www.worshipradio247.org, or you can go to the radio app and download it from the Apple Store, or the iStore, I think it's called, or the Play Store if you're on an Android phone. You can download the app there. And then you can just listen on your tablet, on your phone, wherever you want to listen. On the train going to work, it doesn't matter. You can just listen. And as you listen, you can be drawn into the throne of grace and be drawn into the very foot of our Lord. And that's what I love. And that is what I adore. The Lord said to me some years ago, tell my people about my love. And that is how I do that on a number of ways, is to draw you into worship, to draw you into this intimate relationship with Almighty God so that you can say, Lord God Almighty, I love you and I adore you. And I promise you this, I will never leave your side. In this particular scripture, Moses is being asked by Almighty God to tell the people of Israel that they must be holy, that they must honor their mother and their father. And he then starts in this particular book to give Moses all sorts of laws and all sorts of things that must be done, because this was the law. Leviticus, the whole book, is about the law of Moses that God gave Moses. And Paul tells us that through God's grace, you can sum up all of those laws by Jesus' commandment that we love one another and love our neighbors as ourselves. Beloved, just know this. To be holy is to be one with Almighty God. I'll say that again. To be holy is to be at one with Almighty God, to be in communion with Him, to be able to listen to His still small voice and know that He is saying, go left or go right or go straight ahead, so that you can be in His perfect will, so that you can be doing exactly as you need to do. That is the way that we need to live our lives, to be at one with Almighty God, to love Him and cherish Him and follow Him and adore Him and to worship Him. That surely is creeping toward holiness, to be set apart. The Lord said to Moses, give the following instruction to the entire community of Israel. You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you must show great respect for your father and mother, and you must always observe my Sabbath days of rest. I am the Lord your God. You know, I would humbly say this to you in closing. The day of rest, the Sabbath day, should be every day. I'm not saying we should rest every day, but we should draw closer to Almighty God every single day. We should find that space, that time, when we can have a quiet time. And we can adore Him and worship Him and love Him. Heavenly Father, I commend this word to your beloved people, and I say, Lord, bless them and keep them and love them, Lord. Let your love flow now. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.